Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Peyton Malik is a communications specialist at the Pella Police Department. She discusses her experience as part of National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. Well, Peyton, first of all, it's been a while since I've talked to you. You're wearing a very different uniform than the last time we chatted. It was at the Blue Oval at Drake Stadium last time we talked on the radio. Now, here you are in the 911 center here at the Pella Police Department. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about how you got here and why you chose this field.
Well, from high school, I went to Hawkeye Community College, where I got my AA in criminal justice. It's always something that has intrigued me to see how different it is from how we see it versus how it really is. And then from there, I was still a CNA for a while until this job opened up, and I figured it was a good starting point to be able to start here and see on this end how they see a call versus how an officer can see a call.
And when did you start here?
In November of 2020.
So it's been about almost 6 months now. In the first 6 months of this job, obviously you had an interest in law enforcement based on what happened in college. What are the things that you've already kind of either shocked you or things that you're really learning about being that first responder, being the one on 911 calls and being the one who's sending the help to the people who need it?
I think especially for Pella as a town, just because it seems calm just going around on your day-to-day, it's not always that way. And there's some days that you might not really do a whole lot, and there's some days that the phone's not going to stop. So you just kind of have to be prepared for anything that really comes and decide how to handle that in a calm but timely manner.
Well, and in your role, what is the learning and training that you have to do? I don't think people appreciate that there's a lot that goes into being a 911 dispatcher. And not only that, but the other functions you serve at the department. What are some of the trainings and learnings you've had to undergo in your 6 months since you've been here?
Well, first I had to do the 40-hour class, which gets you certified just to mainly be here and be able to use all the different systems that you have to use. And those in itself are tricky to work with because you have to know how to navigate them, where everything is at. So just getting comfortable with those. And then we use Power Phone, which when somebody calls for an ambulance, it kind of guides us in order to give them the best care. So you have to know how to use that and the right answers to get to the correct place that you're trying to get to.
Well, and without revealing too much information, because I know that 911 calls are sensitive, is there anything that has surprised you so far? Anything that has kind of taken you aback that you maybe, even with a law enforcement, you know, study pattern that maybe you didn't even realize was going to be a part of the job?
It almost seems like the calmer the caller, in some situations, the worse it could be. Some of the people that are frantic, they know what's going on, but it might not be as bad to us or people who are trained as it is to them, where some people just call in and just act like it's no big deal. It's something they've seen before, and then we get there and it turns out to be a much bigger problem than what it really is.
So as you kind of advance in this field, especially with a degree or at least coursework in law enforcement, what are some of the things that you're aspiring to keep on learning or the things that you're hoping to keep working on, especially as you grow in this role?
I think more so just learning the right questions to ask, because there's no correct set of questions for each call. So just getting more comfortable, and when somebody's needing this, there's a couple questions that you can lead you more, or trying to get just more and more information, even if somebody's not really wanting to give it to you, just trying to get as much as you can from them in order to give the officers or the first responders.
Well, and you've worked with Marsha and with Shelley and Casey. These are people who I've known for 7 years now. What appreciation for them have you gained, especially seeing them at work? And some of the incidents that I know that I've worked with them on, what have you been learning from them, and what appreciation have you gained for them and others who are in this field?
Oh, I have a ton of appreciation, especially in the beginning. I was still kind of nervous on, am I getting the right people out there? And they would just be like, oh, yep, you're doing it. Or they would be there and say, okay, now this is kind of what you need to do, but they're not trying to take away from what I was doing. So that was really helpful.
Once again, that was Pella Police Department Communications Specialist Peyton Malik. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.